What if your biggest spiritual battle isn't them, but your need to resize them into your image? What if Christian maturity looks less like winning an argument and more like giving grace in the gray areas? In a world obsessed with being right, Scripture calls us to receive weaker believers, not remake them. Let's talk about how to hold absolutes tightly and preferences loosely so we can actually love one another like one body in Christ. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series that we are calling Absolute Truth and Principles of Conscience. So we're in Romans chapter 14. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us lay a firm foundation so that we can preach the gospel each and every day in Washington State. All right, let's dive into the Word of God today. It says this: Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgments on his opinions. One person has faith that he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats vegetables only. So we're going to talk about receiving, don't resize your brother. All right, how do we handle areas of conscience that are gray areas, not necessarily absolute areas, that we how do we handle those with when we have a disagreement between our brother? That is what is incredibly important. Christ calls his people to welcome weaker believers, not reshape them through arguments. Now, the difficulty that we're having nowadays is a lot of us like to argue, debate, make our points known, you know, outmaneuver people, which is, it's kind of fun to do. I'm not saying it's not. At the same time, it's not also areas of conscience where there's just a variance. However, we take the areas of conscience and we say that those are absolutes, or we say that absolutes are areas of conscience. And that's where the struggle really begins, right? Because there are things that are absolutes. Like, I don't know, there's two genders, male, female. You can't switch your gender. The plumbing that you got is the plumbing you are. You know, those are absolutes. Those are things that you just can't change. And we do need to have robust dialogue in the public square over those items. But in this particular case, it talks about eating meat or eating vegetables. This is a minor issue. If someone wants to eat vegetables only, they're weaker, but that's what it says. Accept them. Don't judge them for that. So we're going to talk about not reshaping people today. Is your instinct to receive fellow believers or to correct them into your preferred mold? I can remember with Tanya, there was many, many years where I was asked by the Lord, and still do get this to a certain degree, why are you trying to conform her into your image instead of allowing her to be in God's image? That was something that during my devotional time would keep a reoccurring thought that would keep coming up. Why am I trying to make her like me instead of just allowing her to be how God created her to be? And so, you know, it's a work in progress. Many of our Christian, you know, fights, you might say, or disagreements that we have are one of us trying to mold the other person into our own image. So we're going to look at this application. Are we choosing to practice hospitality of heart towards believers whose conscience are stricter than ours? So when you have someone who has maybe a stricter conscience on something, or maybe you have a stricter conscience, are you trying to shape people into your holiness instead of God's holiness? Are you trying to shape people into your freedom that you have instead of allowing God to work in those things? So here's an absolute truth I want to look at. And it's in Romans 12:5. And it says this: So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of it. So here's the reality. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ and we have a different understanding of certain items, then you are part of the body of Christ, whether I like it or not, or you like it or not. Again, I am not talking about the non-negotiables. You know, there are close-handed items. And that's the whole thing as we go through this. I want you to begin thinking, what are my absolutes? What are my closed-handed items? What are my open-handed items? You're going to hear me say that quite a bit over these next few days. But the reality is we have to really think about, where are we at? We're part of one body. If we proclaim to be Christ followers, there's no doctrinal test to get yourself into heaven. You are saved by faith through grace in Jesus Christ alone. If you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you too will be saved. And that's the key. It's a gift of God. So the reality is we're one body, and yet we have a lot of different opinions of things, especially when it comes to government, especially when it comes to the political realm. We have to decide what is a principle of conscience and what is absolute. The weak in faith are not enemies. They're part of your family. Christian maturity receives people before trying to refine their opinions. Isn't this important? And union in one body should outweigh irritation over preferences. And so we can get irritated over our preferences. And so thinking about, how do we do this? One more scripture for you today, and then we'll be done. It's Romans 15, verse 7. Therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. So, how did Christ accept us? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were an enemy to the cross, he reconciled us. We see so many parts of Scripture where it wasn't changed behavior that built the relationship with God. It was his sovereign grace upon our lives, and we responded to that through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he accepted us. By faith, through grace, you have been saved, not of yourself. It is a gift of God. So could you give someone a gift today, allowing them to have their own opinion on a certain item? Could you give someone a gift today that says, we are all in process? You know, this is one of the things that always amazes me. I want grace and wanted grace when I was a young man. And, there were older believers, those in their 50s, you might say. And I was in process. And then when I got to my 50s, I didn't want to give grace. Why is that? Aren't we all in process? None of us have arrived yet. And so how do we get to that place where we turn to the living God and say, God, we are in process. We need you, God. Shape us and mold us from the inside out. So we are to accept one another just as Christ has also accepted us to the glory of God. Think about that for a moment. Just as Christ has accepted us, it's by faith through grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask that in the public square today that we can begin to know, God, that you are with us every step of the way. God, that we are all in process. We are moving in the very things of God. God, go before us in all things. God, surround us in all things. You are worthy of all of our praise. God, help us to remember that you accepted us by faith through grace. It's not of our own works, our own abilities, but it is a gift of God. We pray for Bob Ferguson today. We pray that he can turn and bow his knees before you. We pray for President Trump for wisdom and insight, and that he would surrender his life to you as well. We pray for every individual in the state of Washington and around the United States, that we would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, God. Open our eyes to the areas that we have walked away from you, and let us turn to you, the author and perfecter of our faith, knowing that you are the one who wrote our book and are finishing our book. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.